The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. H, or Dr. Vijay called me Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper, Dr. Vijay, my lovely co-host, again, is not with us, so I'm flying solo. Last week, we had a great guest, Alan Watson. He was on our show originally in March 3rd or March 7th, something like that. I have to go into our archives. And he wrote a book called The Serial Killer, C-E-R-E-A-L. It's an awesome book about the overdose of starches and carbohydrates connected with obesity and diabetes. Well, anyway, he was on our show last week, and the government came out with the 2010 dietary guidelines, and he just tore it apart. And it was very interesting talking about how they're overlooking the fact that a lot of these suggestions that are on our guidelines are really connected to obesity. So there's almost like this catch-22. We have a problem with obesity, which I'm going to read in one of the articles about statistics, which are unbelievable in some of the states in the country here. And the fact that we just don't do anything about it, we being the government, and they suggest again that we need to continue with grains, and grains are going to be healthy for us, and starch is going to be healthy for us, so sometimes you wonder. Well, I was hoping Dr. Vijay would be on her show today because I'm going to talk about the hospitals in New York City, and she's affiliated with one of the hospitals. I'm not going to mention the name. So this is the article. It's really interesting. The title is, New York Hospitals Agreed to Stop Flushing Pharmaceuticals Down the Drain and Polluting Watershed. Five healthcare facilities have signed an agreement with the New York Attorney General's Office to settle charges that they had polluted the state's watersheds by dumping pharmaceutical products down sinks and toilets. In 2008, the Associated Press investigation revealed that the drinking water consumed by more than one-sixth of the United States population is contaminated with trace, but potentially biologically active, amounts of over-the-counter and prescription drugs. While some of these chemicals enter sewage systems after being excreted by people taking the drugs, many of them were traced back to a common practice in hospitals and other healthcare facilities, disposing of unused pharmaceuticals by flushing them down sinks or toilets. After state tests of New York watersheds revealed widespread pharmaceutical contamination, you people from New York City, watch your water. The Attorney General's office launched an investigation. Eventually, five facilities, they're all within the New York City area. I'm not going to mention their names, but if you want their names, contact me at info@kissyourlifehello.com. So I could do a little commercial. Anyways, they were charged with numerous federal and state violations, including failure to properly track, label, store, and dispose of drugs. The hospitals and nursing homes were found to have improperly dumped antibiotics, here we go, antidepressants, hormones, painkillers, and other pharmaceutical products directly into the state water supply. So the EPA, this is the conclusion, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, has classified pharmaceutical products as contaminants of growing concern. So this is not just in New York City, it's other facts around the country. So this is the little article I was going to tell you, because I want to get to our guests in a couple of minutes, but it's a very quick one. This has a lot to do with what Alan talked about last week. Study shows obesity rates still rising. Most parents think childhood obesity is a problem, just not their kids' problem. An annual obesity report by two public health groups includes more bad news. Obesity rates increased in 28 states last year. It's almost half the country. and also a new survey of parental attitudes about the issue. The survey shows an increasing awareness of obesity and its threats to public health, though that knowledge has yet to translate into results. In other words, no one's taken any action. The survey shows that 84% of the parents believe their children are at a healthy weight, even though nearly a third of the children and teens are considered obese or overweight. Well, I would say denial is such a great thing because, if the father or the mother is overweight and obese, they're looking at their little ones and go, oh, everything's okay, we're still okay. Still, 80% of those polled by this certain research group said child obesity is a significant and growing problem. Obesity in adults is defined in a mass index of 30 or more, while overweight is a body mass index between 25 and 30. So here we go, boys and girls. Here are the states. Mississippi continues in a six-year reign as the country's fattest state in the study's yearly ranks, along with the highest rates of physical inactivity and hypertension. The state also has the second highest rate of diabetes. Last year, four states, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and West Virginia, had obesity rates of over 30%. This year, four more states have that distinction: Louisiana, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Here's sort of pretty interesting. This is a little a nice waving flag for our state capital. The District of Columbia was the only area to see a decline, in adult obesity rates. The rise in obesity rates have been sharp in the last 20 years. More than two-thirds of the states now have adult obesity rates above 25%. Listen to this. In 1991, no state had an obesity rate above 20%. So, 1991, so what are we talking, 19 years, well, now they say almost 20 years, that how much has changed with this? And we need to take a look at this. We need to take a look and say, you know, do we fit in this category? What do we need to do? So possibly maybe not much to follow the guidelines that the government's coming out with, because they're saying, hey, boys and girls, there's no problem with obesity, diabetes. Just continue eating this junk as far as I'm concerned. So I'm off my soapbox because I'll get a bloody nose of being so high up here, because I want to introduce my guest. She is a great friend of mine, and I'm going to give a huge plug for her. For the past 30 years, Jacqueline Small has guided thousands through the processes of emotional healing and spiritual awakening by showing them how to consciously travel the path of direct experience. Now she puts the steps of that journey into a powerful book that will lead you, but I'm going to say us, because I'm included too, from fracture to wholeness and from humanity to divine. This book will teach us a lot of things. I met Jackie, somewhere around the early 90s. Her first book, because a lot of you probably have heard her name, her first book was called Becoming Naturally Therapeutic, 1992. I still have the book, Jackie. It has a white cover, but it's a little dingy now after all these years. Mm-hmm. The book that I absolutely love is The Awakening in Time, The Journey from Codependence to Co-Creation, and that's when we met, I believe it's down in Miami. Mm-hmm. So welcome to our show.
Thank you. Good to be here, Howard.
Thanks. So this book, The Sacred Purpose of Being Human, A Healing Journey Through the 12 Principles of Wholeness. You know, I hear the expression, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience.
Uh-huh.
How's that tie into the title?
Well, that's exactly right. Most people, you know, believe that we're to reject our humanness in order to become spiritual. And there are a lot of spiritual paths that unfortunately teach us that being human is wrong or bad or sinful. And truly, once you understand that the human psyche is the incarnated soul, then you realize that you're both human and divine. In other words, we're a hybrid species that are traveling through an evolutionary process, awakening to the fact that we are, that our purpose is really to bring spirituality to the human kingdom. We already are spiritual. It's human we're learning how to be.
So what do you think gets in the way? Is it that lovely letters E-G-O?
Well, I think what gets in the way, is a lot of the religious history that we've been through.
Okay.
Unfortunately, religion and spirituality are not always the same thing. And I've been studying the history of Christianity and Judaism lately, and what I have found is that there were a lot of original church fathers who were more invested in power and control than they were in what we might think of as the truth. So a lot of what we've been taught about being human has been invented through our history. And I really believe that it's a lot. It's very exciting, and it's a lot of fun, really, to decide you're going to wake up and you're going to explore yourself rather than listening to outside, quote, experts, unquote, to start exploring yourself and listening to your inner voice, which is your intuition, because most of us have a little bell that goes off inside when we hear something that's not the truth. Something goes thud or something goes boing. And I really think it's beautiful to see how we can learn how to trust that inner voice. And we can start finding out for ourselves who it is we truly are and realize that we have a sacred purpose for being here on this planet. You know, we came here with a divine purpose, and we are not one of God's mistakes. God would not have created the human condition if he didn't want us to be human. He, she, it. So that's really where my passion lies and what keeps happening for me that causes me to write books.
Well, I'm glad you do, because I love your books.
Thanks, yeah.
And it resonates with your information.
You know,
it's interesting that Dr. Vijay and I, and whoever has been our guest since we've been on this show, almost a year now on Voice America, is that we end up talking about taking responsibility. You know, we can be sheep and we can just follow through and just do, you know, what everybody else tells us what to do.
Uh-huh.
Or we can listen and learn to listen. I know it's difficult, but we can learn to listen to our intuition of what it tells us and take responsibility and to educate ourselves and to read information like your books and the other books that we had on our show. But you're telling us now to... The Judeo-Christian, the religion has been in the past, leading us to another place. We need to be listening to this inner voice that's inside us.
Yes, yes. In fact, religion is transforming, just like the field of psychology is transforming, because we are beginning to realize that that we have wisdom within us. And the old-fashioned religions were all about an external God and an external Jesus that we're supposed to worship. In other words, we give our power over to something else. Well, I don't believe that's ever what we were originally to know about ourselves. I think originally the great masters that have been here on this planet, such as Jesus, were really here to show us how to become Christed, not how to become Christians, but how to become Christed. He wanted us to go through the same process that he went through about waking up to who he really was.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize that the human psyche is a little character that that marries spirit and matter, you know, the human psyche is the soul, and the soul is an entity that brings spirituality to us, but it also learns how to be human.
So I guess through the generations, we've lost this ability to tap in and listen to our...
Yes, unless you're a study of esoteric philosophy, which doesn't happen to too many people, because all of that knowledge got buried a lot back in the days when people were murdered, you know, for having
it. Right.
And so the wake-up call that's happening now is the soul remembers. The soul awakens through remembering. But the little ego personality, unfortunately, grows through conditioning. And you were saying earlier, maybe it was our ego that gets in the way. Well, a lot of us were conditioned by parents that wounded our psyches. You know, or we had adults in our life that punished us or wouldn't let us be, or had issues themselves that had never healed. You know, it's hard to blame anyone, because when you look back through history, nearly everybody has gone through childhoods that contained a lot of misunderstanding.
So this time in our life, you know, with your books and other books out there, we can hopefully, my children can break the cycle, and if not my children, maybe my grandchildren can break that cycle. With that, we need to stop for a second because the producer is saying, stop, stop.
Okay.
So I will listen to him, and we will go to our sponsors, and we'll come back in a couple minutes with Kiss Your Life Hello.
All right.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show with Dr. H. Dr. Vijay, again, is not with us today, I'm sorry to say. Hopefully she will be back with us next Wednesday. And I'm talking right now with a dear friend of mine, Jacqueline Smalls, who wrote an awesome book called The Sacred Purpose of Being Human. I want to read this little section that you have called Humanity's Emotional Body Needs Healing. Nearly every day I hear from people who are deeply troubled from some aspects of living in this complex and often callous world, seeking recovery from disillusionment, betrayal, sorrow, addictions, or loss of meaning and spirit. And I've seen so plainly that when people are suffering from guilt, shame, or loss of hope from having made some serious mistakes, the underlying feeling is that it's simply wrong to be human. There's so often a serious split within them between feeling good or evil, saved or unsaved, with the mistaken notion that to be spiritual, we should just leave these unclean human bodies, rise above it all, burst into light. In all this confusion, it's easy to lose one's passion or purpose for living. That's a very, very powerful statement to start off with the book.
Yeah, yeah. It's just really true, Howard. Really
Where did we go to this place where it's like, you know, the expression, beam me up, Scotty, you know, I'm done with this world. And but yet,
well, you know, when you think of the addiction process, which both of us know a lot about. My mother was an alcoholic, and I know that you know a lot about the addiction process. through some of your experiences. And we know that it's very easy to become addicted to a lot of things that humanity experiences. And one of the things we become addicted to when we're little children is trying to do things right or trying to get the love of our mother and father. And we learn very early on how to please them, or if we don't please them, we get into trouble. And little children look up to their parents as though they're gods. You know, they don't know that parents are ever wrong until they start getting a lot older. So by the time we're 6 or 7 years old, we've been very conditioned to how we feel about ourselves. And once you become a seeker, then you begin to let go of the attachment to being so human, or only human. But everybody's not a seeker. There tend to be two types of people in the world. There are people who just do what society says,
right?
Because they believe that's the right way to live, and that's enough for them. You know, concerned about making money and sending their kids to the right schools and all of that sort of thing. But then there's other people that get kind of bored with all of that, and they begin to say, you know, there's got to be more to life than this. And so they usually start looking through the religions to find a religion that'll give them a deeper sense of meaning and purpose to life. And some religions are just beautiful. You know, they really do teach us the truth about who we are. But a lot of them are not. A lot of them are just into power and the need to keep a lot of money and you know, make people believe in things that really are just wrong. And even if you investigate how the Bible was written, you'll see that there were 4 or 5 different translations into different languages, and a lot of the scribes were not very intelligent. And there's a lot of ways that the quote word of God unquote has even been contaminated. And so we have to use our inner voice and our inner self to sort this out for ourselves. And it is just, I meet so many people who are doing that, and it's just such a wake up. It's such a wonderful feeling. And one of the things it does for helping to heal the emotional body is, once you really get it, that you already are a spiritual being, you already are a daughter or a son of God, because we all came from the same creator, the same creation process, then you see that it's human you're learning how to be. And if you make a mistake, I bet you if you look back in your life, you'll see that the mistakes that you've made that have caused you the most trouble came from innocence, came from the fact that you just frankly did not know any better. You just stepped right into something and you did it wrong because you didn't know what the consequences were going to be. And it's because we don't know until we experience things. We don't learn something usually until we experience it. It's just rumor until we've had the actual experience of something.
So I have a question before we go into the 12 principles. The people that are listening, that have the word, have trouble with the word God.
Yes.
Because, again, you know, me being Jewish, and the Judeo-Christian is very, very similar, that, you know, if you're not a good boy, you know, God is a punishing God.
Yeah, God so, punishes you.
So I grew up with that. And so for some people, I've gone through this, my self-actualization, self-awareness, and in recovery to know about that my higher power, I can call my higher power he, she, it doesn't make a difference, that it's not the God of my childhood. So before we even go through this, and people are going to say, oh, there's that word God, I'm out of here, I'll click to another station, I don't want to lose anybody. How do we go through this?
Well, what we have to realize is that somehow there is something very magical about the creation of this human kingdom and of this earth. And we certainly know that not any one of us are smart enough to have done it, you know, not all by ourselves anyway. So what you have to realize, if you're just logical at all, is that there is some kind of creative process that's bigger than we are. You know, in physics, David Bohm called it the implicate order, that everything that's possible lives in like a big soup. And the way we explicate things, the way that we manifest things, is by thinking it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can even think of it that way if you want to, that there's just this big cosmic soup that's very creative, and we're all a part of the process of making things happen. So you don't have to use the word God at all. I sometimes just use it for shorthand because to me it is a higher power. It's the source, capital S, from whence everything comes. And so you can get out of the way of thinking of it religiously, and you can think of it more just in terms of the creative process.
Yeah, I've heard some people say, you know, beside higher power, higher source,
mm-hmm.
the universe. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of minutes before we go to a break, so let's do a little teaser over here. I'm going to read the first self principle. We are both
okay.
human and divine. It says, we humans are a hybrid species made of both spirit and matter.
Mm-hmm.
Mystics throughout the ages have always known this. And today, scientists are catching up, realizing that we are both human and divine is the act of self-remembrance, and that
mm-hmm.
lays the founding principles for everything we inspire to do and be. This new evolutionary impulse is awakening in our psyches, now demanding to be known. No longer do we see ourselves as mere egos needing to be fixed. We are uncovering a deeper truth of our being, realizing, turn page, that we are both human and divine. This is so in time with this change that's going on. You and I talked about this during the break, about having a front row seat with the year 2012 coming around.
Yes.
So it's perfect timing. Bring
yeah,
back
a lot of people think the world is ending, but we're really just moving to another stage
right.
of transformation.
Right.
Yeah.
So we need to get away from that Hollywood version of what's going to happen. And or even the people, you know, the evangelical, is that how you say it, evangelists?
I guess.
are promoting this, you know, on TV. And again, listen to our voice. Listen to what's going inside ourselves. So I think we have like about 3 or 4 minutes for a break. So let's do the first self-principle, please.
Well, yeah. We have to always remember that we're both human and divine, because otherwise we can never become whole. So we have to honor the needs of the human self as well as the needs of the soul, not just one or the other. So that's the first principle. It brings us into wholeness.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you roll with this one. Go ahead.
And, you know, again, if you think of yourself as just human, you wind up quite depressed because it's just not enough, because it is not totally who we are. It's just one half of who we are. But if you think you're just spiritual, you go into a process called spiritual bypass that makes you try to live above the human condition, and that doesn't work either, because there's a part of us that is very, very human and has human feelings and human experiences. You know, when somebody we love dies, we grieve. When somebody hurts us, we can get angry. And those are natural feelings for human beings to have.
No, I love that you said. Excuse me. I love that you said that, because this is very, very important. Because we all know people that quote unquote are very spiritual, and we think that because they're very spiritual, and they put on this, I'm going to call it an act.
It's an act. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for validating that.
Mm-hmm.
They put on this act that I just accept everything. I just let go. I just
mm-hmm.
do this. You know, and I go, I don't understand it. How can you not have feelings?
Well, and I also never trust it, do you?
Yeah, right.
I don't trust that that person is being real.
Right, right.
I'd much rather be around somebody who gets angry sometimes.
Thank you, because now we know, you know, that they are real.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can process it.
It's interesting, as a naturopathic doctor, we believe to balance the body, mind, and spirit. As being a Libra in my astrological sign,
uh-huh.
I strive for balance. So I try to be balanced physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I've seen people that are very spiritual but don't show any feelings. I see people that have dealt with their emotions that are obese or people that are into nutrition or
uh-huh.
I won't say, you know, sometimes people that are vegans watch uh-huh. themselves physically, but yet emotionally and spiritually they're not connected. So it's part of our tour in this incarnation is to have that ability to be balanced with it. And I love the fact, and I appreciate you saying that, you know, with the people being spiritual, show some anger.
Yeah, and you know, once you remember who you are, that you really are a daughter or a son of our creative process, and everybody is really on that level, everyone is equal, you just relax into being yourself. You don't have to go around worrying all the time anymore about how you're coming across or whether people like you or not. Or you're just being real. And frankly, I don't know about you, but I'm just a lot more comfortable around people who are very real.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, with that, we need to do another commercial break.
Uh-huh.
Lovely sponsors that we have. So
okay.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What is whole person healing via body, via mind, and via spirit? It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted material scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, along with co-host Alison Rose Levy, a leading integrative health journalist and media initiative director for Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper, along with Jacqueline Small, the fantastic best-selling author book, The Sacred Purpose of Being Human. And again, if you're just tuning into our show, Dr. Vijay is unable to be with us today. But Jackie, probably you know her through her other books, Awakening Time and Becoming Naturally Therapeutic. So when we go into step number two, so we're talking about, you know, being spiritual and accepting the fact that we're human and these mistakes are okay. Yet on the other hand, though, if we've been beaten up so much with low self-esteem, low self-worth, we turn to chemical dependency and or codependency, and we lived in an abusive family, dysfunctional family, which like 99% of us in the United States have lived in. How do we get to the next place? And you and I connected, you were doing breath work, and maybe we can do a little description of breath work, and a lot of work was done with that, and boy, it almost like, it was like leap years of therapy gone into maybe a few sessions and working through a lot of issues.
Yes. People need to find a process of psychotherapy that is experiential rather than just talk therapy. Talk therapy helps, of course, but it doesn't do enough to bleed out whatever is stuck in the cellular structure of the body or in the emotional body. And the breath work is done through deep breathing to what we call evocative music. It's music without words that is not programming people with messages, except the messages that come from your own inner self as you hear the vibratory energy of the music that you're listening to. Everything from Aboriginal drumming to soundtrack music to heart music and on up into high consciousness spiritual music. And what we find is if people are allowed to go inward like that through deep breathing and listening to the music, they enter into a non-ordinary state of consciousness that expands their psyche to see and feel and even have images and visions sometimes of their inner life. And over, Howard, what we see is that people awaken to realizations that they have that are mind-blowing, that really change their life, you know, things that enable them to forgive or to love more deeply, because, you know, love is really the unifying source or force that causes everything to become okay. When you can live a loving life and feel love toward people and feel loved, it just about heals everything. So that's what we want to come to. We want to come to people that live from what we call the fourth level of consciousness, which is the heart. People who live from the heart. Doctors who live from the heart and who express from the heart don't ever get sued.
Right.
That's a new piece of research I've seen recently. Because people who come from the heart are people that you trust and people that you love and people that you don't wish to harm. And so, goodness, what a goal to have is just to say, I would like to awaken so that I can be willing to be vulnerable to life and open to life and somebody who can say, I don't know, and can become a seeker. And when you do that, what you realize is that the self that you are, your true self, is greater than any condition you've ever experienced. So you start stepping out of your wounds. You begin to step out of your problems of low self-esteem or the need to be too controlling or whatever it is you're doing that comes from your ego. You can step out of it, and you can see it with a smile on your face. You can even learn to accept your ego. And frankly, the soul needs the ego in order to have some kind of embodiment here in the world. It has to embody something that knows how to live on the earth, because the soul is a very vaporous, widely expanding entity that doesn't really know how to be very human. So the ego has to teach it to tie its shoes and find its car keys and get to work on time. And
now, in regards with the breath work, and that's how you and I met in somewhere in the early, mid-90s, I just wanted to share my own experience. Because people say, oh, that's got to be scary. You know, what if sexual abuse or I was an incest survivor, what if this comes up? I found that it was a very safe place, that the facilitators, you had enough facilitators to watch over the people.
That's right.
And that I know for myself some, quote-unquote, stuff came out, some emotional stuff came out as a child. One was, if my brother's listening to the show, hi, Jeff, that I had injured him when we were little. And it stayed inside, and I just felt bad all these years. I didn't have no idea why, and then the breathwork took this and brought this up, and I cried from from my solar plex, and there was somebody there to reassure me that everything was okay. So it was a safe place, and other people had worked through a lot of emotions. That's why I was saying, and I'm glad you said about experiential work, because I'm a huge believer that, as opposed to going to a therapist or counselor and just talking. Going back in a safe condition, in a safe environment, and breath work is absolutely unbelievable, that it really, instead of going to years and years and years of therapy, we can work through these issues. Then we can get to the place where we can be okay with ourselves. Okay, why don't we take a break? We'll be right back.
Okay.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show. I am so proud of myself, Jackie. Uh-huh. I didn't allow my ego to get in the way with whatever happened with the communication. With I am so proud of myself.
Well, listen, I want people to email me if they want more information about us or our work or anything.
Please.
And my email is Jackie, J-A-C-Q-U-I-E, that's J-A-C-Q-U-I-E, at austin.rr.com. It's a Roadrunner address. Jackie@austin.rr.com.
Now, how about wanting to buy your book?
And our phone number is 512-327-2795. That's 512-327-2795.
And they can order your book through that?
Uh-huh, they can order my book through that, or they can get it from Amazon.
Okay. And your other books, too. You know, I listen
well,
to
I've written 10 books.
Yeah, no, you're
yeah, I've
girl.
Written 10 books. So if they see if they call that phone number or they email me, I will give them the Eusykia email address. That's the name of our company. And they can find us at pathoftransformation.com. Path, P-A-T-H, pathoftransformation, all one word, .com. We'll take them to our website,
okay, great.
pathoftransformation.com. I would love to hear from people. I love to get emails.
So do I.
And, you know, people are
have any other and if people have any questions in regards, you know, getting hold of you for somehow they are unable to, they can go to info@kissyourlifehello.com. So we're going to cover all bases to make sure that.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, because the third principle that we teach about how to become whole says that whatever you say I am to, you become. And it's a matter of identity. You know, Joseph Campbell said one time that we better have a great big story or no story at all, because it's all those little stories in the middle that get in the way. You know, like, I am a wounded child. I am from a dysfunctional home. If you walk around with those kind of I am statements, you tend to live as that. But if you say, I am here as a child of my Creator, and I am here to bring spirit to the human condition, then you have a big story. And if you have a big story, it's just a whole lot easier to be here. Because I'll tell you something, the human planet is not an easy planet to live on. You know, everything here concretizes, and so we experience pain, we experience suffering, and we have to learn how to somehow live as one who knows that we're also bigger than that. You know, these are just experiences that we go through. They are not who we are. Our conditions are not who we are. They are.
Why do you think people say, you know, I am blah blah blah, fill in the blank, and they're staying as a victim? Is it easier to go through life as just being a victim and not taking responsibility?
Well, it's just pretty much the way everybody does it who's not a seeker. People don't know any better. People don't think about what they're saying. You know, they're just living it. I mean, really, until I started waking up, I was just doing what everybody else did. I was a cheerleader and a little Miss Popular and always wanted a new boyfriend. And, you know, it's just the way we grow up.
So now you've given us the tools, you know, to become a seeker if we haven't become a seeker by now.
Well, that's why I wrote The Sacred Purpose of Being Human, is I wanted to tell people that from our experience of working literally with thousands of people through 30 years of inner work that we do together in groups, we've learned that these are the principles that help you become whole, that you really have to honor. And there's 12 of them.
Well, I want to go to the fourth one, because this is interesting, because we've had people on our show before talk about the shadow.
Yes.
We all have the shadow. And I remember there was a TV program many, many years ago called The Dark Shadow.
Yes.
The shadow is evil, or the shadow knows. I'm giving away my age if I talk about that. That was before your time, so you don't remember that one.
No, not before my time. I remember that very much as a little girl.
So the shadow can bring us light, correct?
Yes, the shadow has a sacred purpose, because it's the part of us that hasn't waked up yet. It's the part of us that's still living in ignorance. So it acts out in ways that don't work and often get us in trouble. And so the way to heal the shadow, first of all, is to recognize that you have one, to be willing to own it. And then once you own it, get a little picture of it in your mind and set it out in front of you and talk to it, and let it know that you're going to accept it as a part of you, but that you are the one in charge. It's like you would talk to a little wild animal or a little bitty child that doesn't know how to behave yet. But you take it in and you love it, and you honor it, and you recognize, yes, this too is a part of me. And quite often you'll have compassion for yourself about where that part of you came from, because the shadow usually comes from some kind of wound.
And so it's not evil, you know, because people say, you know, it's evil, so therefore I will ignore it, you know, or it's the quote-unquote, the devil made me do it type of thing.
Well, right, and if you try to ignore the shadow, it gets bigger, because it's trying to get your attention. You see, we have to become integrated, which means that all of us has to be living within one body. But again, your wiser self is the one in charge. We want to become soul-dominated people, people who are dominated by our soul's consciousness, which is our true self.
I want to skip, because we just have, I think, about 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
To the 11th step.
Okay.
The 11th self principle. I want to read something, because I really resonated to this, and that's what I have it marked over here.
Okay.
The life lesson, coming from the heart. When you live from the heart, you can relax and just be yourself. You have no axe to grind, no position to defend, nothing to hide, no one to impress. Coming from the heart melts our negativity and collapses all one-sided judgments, fanatical beliefs, and any need to be acknowledged as good or right. A heart that is contracted is full of anger or resentment towards someone and will eat up your precious energy. These feelings turn to depression at some point and can make you sick. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, and the reason that I really resonated to this one page over here, actually about two, three pages, but the first couple paragraphs I read, is the fact that I've learned through the years that when my heart is open, I can just be, and I can listen and not judge. And then there's sometimes I'll have to protect myself, and I'll have to close my heart.
True.
But I can actually feel the difference.
True.
When my heart is open, I mean, I'm just out there, and then all of a sudden something will happen, and my heart will close a little bit. Even sometimes in my relationship, too, like with Meg, my heart will be open, and then sometimes something will happen, and usually it's a trigger from my childhood.
Right, exactly.
I can feel it close just a tiny bit.
Exactly. Yes. There's a difference in closing your heart consciously and walking around unconsciously closed. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference. Yeah.
Good point.
Because you do choose sometimes to close your heart consciously, because when our heart is open, we just receive so much that sometimes it's almost overwhelming, depending on what kind of situation we're involved in. If you're around a person who's toxic, you need to close up your heart so that you protect yourself. Then you can just come from intellect for a while.
Right.
Or get away from the person.
Yeah, you're right. And sometimes we need to listen. I call it my bellyometer.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And when my bellyometer goes off, it says, like, warning, yeah. Will Robinson, you type of thing. You know, okay, I need to move away. Now, you do a guided imagery called Surrender into Love.
Uh-huh.
Again, we have a couple minutes, so we can talk about this. Please.
Uh-huh.
Share that with us.
Oh, well, if you can just imagine yourself sitting in a beautiful pool of love and light, and you can start bringing that energy down into your heart, where you can literally feel your heart begin to expand in your chest. It usually helps to breathe in to the count of seven and breathe out to the count of seven so that your breath balances. And then just think of someone in your life that you love a lot. Sometimes it's even an animal. And you'll just feel your heart expand. And that is what it feels like to live in an open heart. So then you can begin thinking about other people in your life, and then perhaps someone that maybe you have a problem loving. And then allow that energy that you're feeling in your expanded heart to encompass that person that you feel you don't love, and notice what happens as you bring them into your heart energy. And then just allow yourself to know that you have that potential anytime you need it. Because we really are the people of the heart. We've come here to bring divine love to the human kingdom. What could be more heartfelt than that?
In the 12 self principle, it says, as a newly awakened co-creator, we can practice these steps until they become second nature. So that
birthing, it becomes second nature.
Mm-hmm. So that birthing, a new creation, happens through us like magic. The one the one paragraph here, and then we have a couple more minutes. Sadly, many people get so captivated by their involvement in the mundane activities of the material world that they completely forget to focus on the real reason they're on this earth. Then as their life nears its end, they cry in a bitter despair, is that all there is? Like from the song, where does the time go? So this would be a great way to summarize the whole thing, Jackie.
Okay.
In maybe 1 minute. And then again, how can we get the book? So.
Well, I think the best way is to tell Amazon.com you want it. Amazon will send it to you. Or you can call that phone number I gave you, which is 512-327-2795. And Brenda, who works at our office, will send it to you.
Great. And maybe your other books, too?
And I have 10 books that I've written.
Yep.
So you can ask for a list of the books, and you can see what they sound like, and see if it's one that you're interested in.
So if we were going to summarize this, this whole 12 principles of wholeness, what would you say?
I would say that it's time for all of us to turn inward now and remember who it is that we truly are. And any time you begin to get too caught up in the human condition, imagine that you can step outside of it and see it for what it is, that you've come here for the sacred purpose of bringing your spiritual self, which is your true self, to this world. And you have to live it. You can't just think about it. You must be it.
That's wonderful. Jacqueline Small, the book, The Sacred Purpose of Being Human, A Healing Journey Through the 12 Principles of Wholeness. Jackie, I love you very much. And thank you.
Oh, thanks, Howard. It was really fun.
And I will talk to you later.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
As we're leaving, I will say to everybody, with my heart is definitely open, no one's told you that they love you today. I love you all. Until next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.